Just own who you are. Be happy and be loving to yourself. Give yourself permission to be who you are, and without holding or wearing a mask. Just, we are all human beings. We aren't, none of us is perfect. Awkwardness is good. Awkwardness is fun. Awkwardness is laughter and joy. So just go with it and enjoy your life.
Welcome back to the Own Your Awkward podcast. I'm your host, Andy Vargo, and every episode we get into what has made our guests vulnerable and how they've learned how to own their awkward in order to live their best life. Stay tuned so you can hear every awkward moment in today's show. Hey friends, we are about to get so awkward. Welcome back to another episode of the Own Your Awkward podcast. I have a dear friend here today, the transformational life coach, Ipek Williamson. Ipek, how are you? It's so great to see you.
I'm very well, Andy. Thank you so much for asking and also for having me on your podcast. I can't wait to have a fun conversation.
Oh, you know we're going to have fun. So for those of you who don't know, Ipek and I met last year at the Encounter 360 in Tampa, Florida, which it's hard to believe that was already a year ago, but just one of those moments where we instantly clicked and just had that whole group is such a great community. But
it was really, and I never stopped following you and you following me back. So we kept in touch. And this is a great way to celebrate the 1 year anniversary of us connecting, Andy, right?
Definitely. I agree. This is so true. Well, Ipek, I love to start out with something a little more fun. What's just something fun going on that you have in your life right now you want to share?
Well, everything is fun, Andy, because when I turned 50 a few years ago, don't ask me how many, I made a promise to myself. I said, from this moment on, I will only do things that give me joy. And joy will be my North Star. Anything that is sucking joy out of my life is out. And I kept my promise. So I only stick with the things that give me joy, purpose, a sense of being alive that I do. And that's why everything I do is joyful and fun. But to give you an example, I have been a meditation teacher with Insight Timer, as you know, and I'm going to celebrate the 3rd year anniversary in May. And that is a space where I always have so much fun and have so much joy, because I have a beautiful community there. The team is amazing, but also I have so many followers who show up time and time and time again at my live events. And because those live events are free of charge, and most of my meditations are free of charge available to anyone who wants to join my events or meditate with my tracks, it is so near and dear to my heart, because that through that, I believe that we are making a difference in many people's lives in terms of bringing more peace and calm to their lives while the external world is so crazy these days.
I absolutely love that you made that promise to yourself and stuck with it. But one of the things that I think there are these moments in life, and when we pass through a decade, that can be a moment where we really get reflective about how do I want to be for the next 10 years or the rest of my life. And a lot of people don't keep the promise. We think, this is my 40s are going to be fun, my 50s are going to be this, whatever the thing is. But we get a year or two away from it and we don't stick with it. And so it's so inspiring to see that.
Thank you for recognizing and acknowledging that, Andy. And I'm proud of myself too. Because I was at a crossroads where it was a really intentional choice that I made, because life wasn't going the way I imagined, I envisioned to go. And I wanted and needed more joy, more excitement in my life. And I promised myself that I will create that in my life. And you know, they say what they say, it's true. What you focus on grows. So I made my focus joy. And when I did that, more joy started to show up in my life. For example, another project that I am very proud of being a part of is my Density Matters nonprofit that I am supporting at the moment. It is a very amazing cause, empowering women especially, but breast cancer is not only for women, let's remind that.
Right.
So empowering them with knowledge that something that they need to know and be aware of and talk to their doctor as some, I don't want to get into details of it, but right. That is giving me so much joy because I know that the work that we are doing saving lives
right
out there. So something like that. Another thing that I do, I do so many things, but that's the problem, you know. You focus on joy and you start doing some things and you find out that, oh, this is giving me joy too. Oh, I'm going to do that too. And this is joy too. So positive intelligence. This is my latest hat, the new hat that I'm putting on as a positive intelligence coach. So my coaching title is getting longer and longer. But that is really giving me joy because in front of my eyes, when I implement the positive intelligence program with groups or individuals, I really see them shifting and changing right in front of my eyes. It's life-changing is the word that I hear so many times about that program. So when I see people joyful, it brings me more joy to me. So it's all aligned with my focus of joy.
It is a gift that keeps giving. And I love how you talk about the intention of seeking it out. Because, you know, I met you in a snapshot in time where you're already experiencing joy. And you're this ray of happiness and light and also calming peace when you talk with people. And we don't always know when we meet people what their story is leading up to it. And so for you to say, I was in this space where things didn't feel quite the way I wanted and things were rough, and I knew that I needed to focus on it and make changes. You know, we meet people and we think, oh, Ipek has her life together. Well, good for her. And it's easy to forget that this was a choice you made because things weren't maybe there. And now look at the difference. And like you said, there's joy here, there's joy there, everywhere. Like it's just coming from every angle. And it's so inspiring.
So thank you. But one thing that you said, you know, you mentioned your word for this year is focus. Mm-hmm. That is the thing. Too many shiny objects is not good either. Like picking and choosing our joy right. sources. And focusing on a few, the ones that we can be able to fulfill.
Right.
Because when we try to do everything, there are so many, like when we look for joy, there is joy in so many things, mm-hmm. especially JoyFest 360. Now right. it's coming up, right?
Yeah.
In Biscalis 360. Biscalis 360 community is creating this Joy Fest, and I am a casting director in that project too. And I want your video.
It's on the way. I was actually just thinking about I've been working on the plan for it, and I was thinking about it actually last night about when the snapshot is that I'm going to get to record it. Because if you haven't seen the Biz Catalyst 360 videos, there was What's on Your Bucket List, there was What Bring, there was Hope Fest. This is a compilation of people from all over the world who are talking about what brings them hope, what brings them, what's on their bucket list to do. And this next one is what brings us joy. And I
Joy.
can't wait
And
to.
you know, Andy, you are a perfect person to create a video for that. I remember, like yesterday, your speech at Encounter 360 a year ago. It was so much fun, so like amazing. I had the best time. So I'm really looking so forward to see your take on joy and what gives you joy.
Well, thank you. It's gonna be fun. It, whatever
Yes.
it's, it whatever it is, what it's gonna be full of joy and hopefully a little humor,
Yeah.
bring a smile to people's face. So,
Yes,
but
for
that
sure.
is a good point you bring up about needing to focus and not let that become overstimulating or overwhelming. Someone mentioned that when we want to give to a good cause or help people. A lot of things can be great. They can be good. They can have meaning behind them, but we also have to decide, well, is that the right thing for us right now? It doesn't, us saying no to something doesn't mean it's not a good thing. It just doesn't fit.
That's a good point, Andy. When my clients come to me and say, "Hey, I want to try this. I'm not sure if it's for me or not," or they just start doing something, take a project or something, and they realize that it's not for me, I think. And they feel so much guilt and shame about that. I guide them toward feeling more discernment and compassion toward them, because what you don't try, you don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
And when you try something, you are giving yourself permission to start a process, but the process can go two ways. Either you find out that you are really enjoying it, or you find out that, well, I thought I was gonna really love this, but it turns out I don't, and it's okay. So this is a something that I see in so many people. They choose a path and they feel like they need to stick with it forever. No, it's not true. You try, give yourself permission, a trial time. Why people hire someone and they give them a trial period? Because they want to see if that person is good for the job. And it's the same for the person. The person needs to see, is this company good for me? It's a two-way street. If it's not, it's perfectly okay to change course and try something else. We need to give permission to ourselves to do that.
That is so true. And I think too often we give the least grace to ourselves. We're harder on ourselves than anybody else.
Absolutely. Yeah. I
Well,
see people pick a path and stick with it forever, all their lives, just because they don't want to admit that this is not for me. I see it in marriages. I see it in careers. I see it in so many aspects of life. So please give yourself permission to say that I thought this was for me, but it's not. That's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, that's something that I know I need to learn. I need to be better at. And it is very freeing once you make that choice.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
So, Ipek, we have to get awkward here. What's your awkward thing? What's that thing you've had to own in order to just live this joyous life?
So, when you invited me for this podcast, I thought, what is my awkward? And as you notice, I thought my name might be the awkwardness that I am experiencing in the world, because I'm from Turkey. My name is İpek. And I'm a Turkish Canadian, and the meaning of my name is silk in Turkish, and it's pronounced as ipek, similar to the I in the word ink, ipek. Though I must admit, I've been called everything from ipek with the I as in the idol, to, well, let's just say some versions that would make a dictionary raise an eyebrow. Now, onto the juicy bit, the awkward badge of honor I've proudly worn on my journey, because being an immigrant comes with its fair share of unique stories, especially when your accent and name decide to join the party. So, I want to tell you about my first job in Canada when I first came here in 2007. And I was an executive assistant. That's my previous life before becoming a meditation teacher and coach. I worked as an executive assistant over 20 years, half of my career in Turkey and the other half in Canada. So I came to Canada and I'm working at my first job as an executive assistant to the president of the company. And what part of my duties, one of them, is involved listening to voice messages left for my boss. This sounds pretty simple, right? Oh, no, it was an adventure, all right. I sometimes had to replay a message 10 times just to piece together the entire thing. Imagine me listening to the same voice message as if it was my favorite song on replay.
Right.
Like that was my unofficial crash course in Canadian accents 101. Because Canada is a beautiful country, and that is home to millions of people from all over the world, just like me. So the voice messages left were not always from people who have English as their first language. And that made my job twice as adventurous and difficult, if not more, I mean, crazy. And another thing that came to my mind was the coffee shop saga. Have you ever tried ordering a coffee when your name is Ipek?
No, I have not.
Well, it turns into an impromptu brainstorming session for the barista.
Oh.
After several visits, I really literally find them. My name turned into Epic, IPEX, and my personal favorite, iPatch.
iPatch.
So, because of that, I decided to adopt a coffee alias. And depending on the day, I was either Emma or Joy. Joy.
Okay.
Joy is coming from those days, you see.
Uh-huh.
So simple and unassuming. And most importantly, it's hard to get wrong, right? Emma or Joy. So it was my way of blending in. But that was then. Now, I stick with my name, but to make it easier for people, I just spell it out, saying I as in India, P as in Papa, E as in Echo, K as in Kilo, and pronounced as Ipek.
Yes.
But every mispronunciation, every replayed voice message, they've all been threads in the rich tapestry of my story. You know, these moments, as awkward as they felt, taught me the invaluable lesson of embracing the essence of who I am. My accent, my name, they are the spices in the melting pot of my identity.
I love that. And I think that it's interesting to hear both sides of that, where you were going through the struggle to hear and understand other people's accents and having to go through that, which maybe gave you some grace when other people are struggling with your name.
Of course.
But you think about coming to an area, and we have a similar situation in America where there are so many different accents and people who may be first or second generation immigrants, but where their home language is still very predominant. So, they don't have a strong English accent or American, voice. And so if you are public facing and you're taking that in, like, oh, you not only have to learn the language of the land, but the culture, all the many cultures that make up that land that are now incoming. And I can just picture you with a pen in your hand or a pencil and just, okay, oh wait, that's not what they said. Okay, oh, I thought that was this. And then on second thought, well, that doesn't make sense. But then you realize, oh, if it's this word, then it would make sense. Because I mean, I've done that with voice messages where, sometimes it also can short out at the wrong time.
And so imagine English is your like mother tongue, right? Even then, you might have difficulty. And think of me, like I know I'm new in this country, and there are some expressions people use. There are so many things, right, to learn.
Hey.
So it was very difficult at the beginning, but I learned quite fast, fortunately, and I started to feel more and more comfortable. And really, I don't mind people pronouncing my name wrong, because how would they know? Like,
Right.
I cannot blame someone for not knowing how a Turkish name is pronounced. Just like I cannot know every name in the world how to pronounce them correctly. So it's okay, it happens.
Right. Well, and I think it's a the more variety in names we have in our circle, in our communities, that's just even more beautiful because it just shows that we have that much more diversity and experiences and ways of thinking and ways to solve things.
Yeah,
Now,
absolutely. Yes.
I am curious because there is the quote about a person's name being said correctly in any language is the most beautiful sound they'll ever hear. I've always loved that quote. And it makes me wonder how, when you had to give up your name to feel like you could blend in. Like to me, that sounds very sad. Like that just seems like a sense of loss. How did that feel when you're for the first time writing or telling them to put Emma or Joy on your cup?
Well, it happened like this. The first time I did that, I was in a hurry. I didn't want to spend time to explain or spell my name. Actually, it was something that I was ordering for the office, and I said, like, Emma, my name is Emma. And so I didn't want to get into anything else. So I didn't mind. It was okay, really. And then a couple times, like, it's not it it's it would be like fingers of one hand kind of thing, situation that happened. And most of the times it was when I was in a hurry.
Yeah, okay. So then when you made that decision to not do that anymore, how did that?
I did, because you are right. At the end of the day, that's not my name. That's not my name. And I own my name, and I love my name. So people will understand, and they will forget. The next time we meet, they will call me again IPEC or something else. And it's okay too. I remind them. I remind them kindly and gently, and they appreciate it.
Right. Well, and I remember when we first met, I had seen you on LinkedIn, but when you see things in writing, if you don't know the language, you don't know how to pronounce the name. And I remember you explaining how to say your name, and it's like, okay, it's and the thing that's interesting is when we meet people, if we didn't see it in writing, we would never question how to say it. I have many friends where I say their name and then I've never seen it written down. Then I see it written down. And it's like, oh, that would have confused me more if I saw it in writing first. But once we tie the name to the person, you're just Ipek. It doesn't matter how it's written down because that's how I know you. And I really think that the true companionship comes from knowing each other, and then we don't have to have that struggle.
Yes, the real connection. But, Andy, we are all human beings and we forget things. Like you can talk to me a few times in a row and then you remember my name, but let's say 2 years, 3 years later we meet and you don't remember how to pronounce my name, and it's okay. It's okay. It's
Yeah.
not a big
Well,
deal.
and I think that's the important thing to focus on is people that have an intent. And if their intent is to honor who you are, stumbling and tripping up and saying the wrong thing is much different than purposely calling you the wrong thing to make fun of you or
Absolutely.
to
Yeah. Yes. We need to be gentle with ourselves and don't blame ourselves for little things. Actually, some people might say, well, this is not little, it's your name. And some people are really very sensitive in this kind of situations. They get triggered, like, no, this is not my name. My name is this.
Right.
Well, I understand them. I respect them. I'm not that attached to things. I'm attached to connections and emotions rather than other external things, let's say.
And I sometimes wonder if that stems from people who have had people purposely use it against them to where then it makes you be triggered later, where maybe it's like, man, someone has used that to bully me. And so now, anytime I hear somebody say my name wrong,
Of
I'm
course.
ready to stand up for myself.
Yeah, might be a background of why they are that sensitive. Of course, I didn't have such experience, for example, so I don't really mind. As long as the people are meaning well and they are nice people, I just tell them, my name is Ipek. And they say, oh, yes, okay, thank you. Thank you for reminding. And we continue. That's all.
I love that. Now, I have to come back to this doing things that bring you joy question. So, do you not do the dishes and laundry, or is that just fun for you? How do chores go? Because
Yeah, that's a good question. Of course I do. Of course I do. And, but, I always try to find a way to make things some kind of fun or add some kind of excitement to it. For example, if I'm doing chores like laundry or something, I always either listen to a good music and I'm dancing while doing it,
I love that.
or I am listening to a good podcast, really intriguing topic. So I really like to attach some kind of joyful or rewarding thing to anything that is not so great to do, so that I see it. So it really motivates me to do it because I keep that podcast that I'm gonna be listening to the time that when I will be doing vacuuming. While vacuuming, I'm going to listen to that podcast, so I'm looking forward to it. See?
Yeah, I
So
love that.
you like match something that you want to do with something that you don't really want to do. It makes it easier, more palatable per se, to do those chores or little tasks.
I love that. And as I kind of set you up there a little bit, because you hear people talk about, oh, I'm only doing things that are rewarding or that are joyful. And if someone hasn't gotten to that space yet, it's really easy to think about, well, how am I going to do this? And what about that? And all the little small things that are just part of life. Like they're just, like I was talking the other day on a video about how, we can do great things, like, and we want to have dessert, but we still have to bake the cake and we still have to wash the dishes. But that's part of it, because we want the goodness more than the things that are less fun.
Absolutely. It's all about what we want to create. If we want to create spending good time no matter what we are doing. And it's, we make that as like take that as our intention. With creativity, we can find something motivating to attach to whatever that is and do them together simultaneously so that it becomes more less of a hassle for us, less of a work.
Yeah, I love that. Now, I want to hear more about what you're doing with Insight Timer and your coaching.
Yeah.
How did you move from your work as an administrative and executive assistant to getting into what you're doing now?
So actually, I told that story in a, as a chapter in a book, Mission Hope book. So I ended up leaving my career as an executive assistant due to not the greatest experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like my choice. But when I left that job, the last job, that was only 3 months, less than 3 months long. And it's not even on my LinkedIn. So I want to say this because when people look at my background, they're going to see the last company I work and which was a great, great company. That's not that company.
Sure.
So it's not on my resume or on my LinkedIn at all. But it wasn't a great experience. And it left me with a little bit of PTSD, which prevented me from going and looking for another job in that area of my career. And I thought, what do I want to do now then? And I was meditating very religiously already, like every day since 2017. I never stopped. And meditating and asking and asking and asking, what's next, what's next, what's next? And one day I'm meditating and asking the same question. I heard a voice in my head. It said, be patient. I literally heard that voice. Like I was like, open my eyes. I was like, what was that? Who said that? But I heard it in my head. And I tried to remember, was it a woman's voice? Was it a man's voice? No, there was no... I cannot tell. It was just a voice that told me, be patient. Mm-hmm. And from that point on, things aligned in a way that I found myself learning how to teach meditation and learning how to become a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point on, really, and it was, it coincided right when I made my promise to myself about joy.
Okay.
So from that point on, it was meditation and coaching. And now, like almost 5 days after that, what I do is what I believe, you know, and I believe that.
Yeah.
Everyone has a vast potential. And what I do is guiding them to reclaim their power and share their gifts with the world. And I often work, I find myself often working with women mostly who feel trapped in unfulfilling lives, seeking clarity, passion, and purpose, just like I was then.
Right.
And I really love to work with people who are going through major change because I went through so many major changes.
Oh, yeah.
I moved from one country to another. Right after that, I went through a divorce. And then I was all by myself with my son in a country where I didn't have any support system, any family, friends. Then I remarried and brought together two families. And then that was a big change for us. And I changed my career. I was an executive assistant. Now I'm a coach and meditation teacher. So I went through so many major changes in my life. And let me tell you this, I'm happier than ever today. And like, I'm living the dream. And if I could do this, if I could do this, even after a certain age, anybody can do, and then some. Especially when I look at people younger than me, like you, like others, they are like an extra at least 10 years, 20 years time than me. And they are where I was maybe a couple of years ago. I feel so energized and happy for them.
Right.
Because they are recognizing the power, the inner power that they have, the gifts that they have to offer to the world. Like you, you have that. You recognized what do I have to offer to this world, and you are doing it. So it really makes me so happy to see that. And I want to make more and more people to be like us, Andy, doing what gives them joy.
Yeah, I love that. I think one of the things that I mention a lot is that if I can help somebody learn the things I've learned just a day sooner in life, you know, a day, a week, a year, a decade, it's so fulfilling because, you know, we've all gone through these hard lessons. And if we can help someone ease their tripping up on themselves just a little bit. And I think that it also makes us really grateful for the things that didn't go so well in our lives, like that job that was 3 months that wasn't a good place that gives you PTSD, that if you didn't have that experience, you could end up just in a mundane place for 10 more years thinking,
absolutely,
well, it's not that bad. And sometimes we need it to be bad enough to really kick us in the pants.
You know, you need to hit the bottom so that there's nowhere else to go rather than up.
Exactly.
And that was my bottom. And of course, especially in positive intelligence, this is what we say. Everything in life comes with a gift, if not more. Even the worst things that happened to us, when we look back, in the heat of the moment, we might not see, obviously, the gifts.
Right.
But 1 year, 2 years, 3 years later, when we turn around and look back, oh, I'm so glad that that happened. Because without that, I wouldn't be this person. I wouldn't be here right now. And exactly like that, I'm so grateful for that experience now. Because without that, I would most probably be working as an executive assistant. And yes, I really respect the job. I did it over 20 years. And it is very meaningful work. But I found out that I have something more to do and give. And I found that, and I'm doing that now. It's so fulfilling, so amazing, really.
Well, and I think once we've had these lessons where we've hit rock bottom and later can see what the gift was, it helps you when you move forward. I was driving to a speaking gig this year, and it was 4 hours from here. And I get halfway there and my check engine light comes on and I am nervous because it's 7 a.m. in the morning. I can't get a hold of anybody. And I am just hoping that I make it to the event. And I did make it. But I remember driving there thinking, this is going to make such a good story later. There will be a, I can't wait to know the gift that this is in that comes from this. But now, you know, now I can say when I'm in those really scary times, I don't know what the gift is, but I know that I will see it later. And that helps me get through the junk that we have to go through where we say, you know what? It's a little rough right now. I don't see what this is teaching me, but something's going to come out of it. I just got to get through it.
Absolutely. When I go through hard times, I tell myself, universe or God, whatever you are believing, is throwing me some little stones and like checking me, like as if it's checking how I'm doing. Am I resilient enough? Am I gonna like navigate this easily? It's just like little tests.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, okay, I am tested.
Nice try, universe, right?
Yeah. I'm up for the challenge. I'm gonna get through this. And I do. We always do.
I absolutely love that. Now, you shared a little bit about what you do, but how do people find you, support you? Where's the best place for them to engage, to reach out?
Well, I would love them to come and join the Insight Timer community because it's a free app. There are thousands and thousands of teachers, meditations, live sessions. It's really amazing. So come and find me there, follow me there. One thing. Secondly, come and find me on positive intelligence. Positive intelligence is, as I said, an operating system that I use a lot now as one of my main tools for coaching. And if like anyone wants to reach out to me about it, my website is ipekwilliamsoncoaching.com, but I'm everywhere on social media, like LinkedIn, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, you name it. I'm there. So I'm reachable. I'm very easy to find. Google my name and you will get many.
Right. And remember, it's IPEK, IPEK.
Yes.
And if you're driving right now, don't worry about writing it down. Just when you get pulled over, click the links in the description. We've got them right there for you. So you can easily go to all of IPEK's website, social media, all the good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, before we go, what kind of either challenge or advice would you leave people on how they can own their awkward?
I think being authentic and having fun with self, like being the first one to laugh when you do something awkward, makes it so much easier to really go through it and be yourself. Like, please be yourself. Don't try to cover stuff. Just own who you are. Be happy and be loving to yourself. Give yourself permission to be who you are and without holding or wearing a mask. Just, we are all human beings. We aren't, none of us is perfect. Awkwardness is good. Awkwardness is fun. Awkwardness is laughter and joy. So just go with it and enjoy your life.
I absolutely love that. Just lean into it, have fun, and find the joy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. Well, IPEK, it's been such a pleasure to have you here today. I appreciate you sharing. It's vulnerable to open up and talk about our journeys, but that's where we find the goodness. That's where we see if we've been tested, and that's how we grow.
Andy, I want to thank you and acknowledge you because you are a great host. You brought out what I had to share through your beautiful questions and through your being a lovely guest today. So I thank you.
Oh, thank you so very much. Everyone else, be sure that you do something this week to bring you joy. And of course, go follow all of IPEK's social medias, get on the Insight Timer, find her on positive intelligence, and as always, own your awkward.
Thank you so much for listening in for today's show. Be sure to visit awkwardcareer.com to continue your journey. And of course, please like, subscribe, and share with your friends so they can find their awkward side and learn how to own it.